Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
Hello and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B songs of all time, and as well the stories behind them. Let's get started. Today we feature Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly.
He's drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
Some would say it's quiet, haunting, moving, maybe even reflective. This song has a ghost. And ask any talented musician and or singer, and they all know it's much harder to play or sing softly than it is to be loud.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him to listen for a while. And then
the song Killing Me Softly is a masterpiece, and this version goes down in history as one of the greatest songs in music history. First, let us start with the artist, or in this case, the interpreter of the song, Roberta Flack, who, like the song, has led a rather quiet career. Roberta Cleopatra Flack was born on February 10, 1937. She came from a musical family and was born and raised in Black Mountain, North Carolina. At age 9, Roberta started with the piano. She studied classical as a child and would later go on to play for the Lomax African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church in her hometown. But she would also go to the Baptist church down the street to listen to contemporary gospel music such as Mahalia Jackson and Sam Cooke.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
By age 15, she entered Howard University in Washington, D.C. on a full scholarship, making her one of the youngest students ever to enroll there. She eventually changed her major from piano to voice and became an assistant conductor of the university choir. And after college, Roberta would go on to teach.
Every class was not a music class. It was not something to do with singing or playing the piano thing. But I had this ability to tell people to sit down or stand up or shut up or sing,
yeah,
or whatever. And with the young kids who were in my same age group, there was a kinship, you know, that sort of kind of just overran everything. I would get, as soon as I would get up there, they'd say, oh yeah, you know, they could hardly contain their excitement as well as myself. I couldn't hold mine in too easily either.
She was happy with teaching, but then things just started to happen. She started accepting club engagements. One such club in the D.C. area was a Tivoli club. There she would accompany opera singers on piano. And during intermissions, she would sing blues, folk, and pop standards in the back room. She went on to the 1520 Club in Washington, D.C., and there she would be the featured singer, and yes, piano by her side. Then one day, her voice teacher, a guy named Frederick Wilkerson, told her that she should include more pop music in her repertoire. She took his advice, and not long after, she was singing before senators and congressmen at a restaurant called Mr. Henry's on Capitol Hill. Besides big-time politicians, people like Woody Allen, Bill Cosby, Ramsey Lewis were regulars at this restaurant. It then became clear to Roberta that this was her path. She then told the restaurant owner, "If you give me more work here, 3 nights a week, for example, I will quit teaching." He did just that, and she quit teaching. They transformed the apartment above the restaurant into the Roberta Flack Room, and she became a main feature, while the entire time building her song repertoire. Then one night, a famous jazz guy named Les McCann walked in, and Roberta was singing and playing a jazz set. Les later said on the liner sleeves of her first album, First Take, "Her voice touched, tapped, trapped, and kicked every emotion I've ever known. I laughed, cried, and screamed for more. She alone had that voice." It was he who would arrange an audition for her with Atlantic Records. Roberta played a total of 42 songs in 3 hours for them. Atlantic signed her right away, and in 1969, Roberta recorded First Take. The entire album only took 10 hours to record.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave.
That would be Roberta's very first single. At first, the song didn't do so well. But it wasn't until almost 2 years later when actor, soon-to-be director Clint Eastwood heard the song. Clint Eastwood was directing his first movie, Play Misty for Me, and he was also known to be a huge jazz fan. He wanted that song for his movie soundtrack, and it was then that the song became a major hit. The song would win a Grammy for Song of the Year in 1972, spending 6 consecutive weeks at number 1 and earning Roberta her first million-selling gold record. Clint Eastwood and Roberta Flack became and have remained lifelong friends ever since that hit. But Atlantic was still a little edgy about Roberta Flack. In between, Roberta released 2 more albums, Chapter 2 in 1970 and Quiet Fire in 1971, both only receiving moderate notoriety. So, in 1972, Atlantic Records decided to put Roberta Flack together with another artist on their label, Donny Hathaway.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you.
Atlantic Records boss Jerry Wexler had decided that maybe the two should try a duet. It turned out to be a brilliant idea. They were both from gospel roots and both graduates of Howard University. They had more than a few things in common, and they both were kind of struggling to find their way. Together, they would have a string of hits, recording duet albums in both 1972 and 1979, and even appearing on each other's solo albums. These two would go down as one of the most successful duos in music history.
The closer I get to you, the more you make me see, where is the love?
Where is the love?
Relationship would last almost a decade until Donny Hathaway committed suicide in 1979. Back to 1972, Roberta had been on the West Coast working with Quincy Jones. While flying back to New York, the airline offered headphones and a music playlist. On that playlist, Roberta noticed a song called Killing Me Softly. She found the title interesting and wanted to hear that song. She immediately heard something in it.
I heard he sang a good song.
And so I came to see him to listen for a while.
It was a folk song performed by a young singer named Lori Lieberman. The song had been written by two guys named Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel, and inspired by a poem that Lori had written while attending a Don McLean concert.
So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Everybody knows that song, and that would be Don. And for the record, Lori was never given songwriting credit for her poem. Norman Gimbel years later admitted that it was Lori that came to them with this text. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he had found my letters and read each one out loud. And so goes the song. And yes, it was all part of Lori's poem. So Roberta got back to New York and she immediately called her buddy Quincy Jones. Within 2 days, Roberta had the sheet music. Shortly afterwards, Roberta rehearsed the song with her band at the Tuff Gong Studios in Kingston, Jamaica. By the way, that would be Bob Marley's studio. When she got back to New York, she recorded the song, and it was released in January of 1973. Killing Me Softly would go on to win 2 Grammys for Roberta Flack, Song of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Performance, Female. Keep in mind, Roberta had just won Song of the year prior. No artist before or since has ever won Song of the Year 2 years in a row. Then, of course, in 1996, the Fugees recorded the song, adding a stronger beat and a sample from A Tribe Called Quest.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song.
In 1997, they too would win a Grammy for that song, Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal. Today, Roberta Flack has retired from touring. She still lives in her old neighborhood in New York City, where she used to meet and chat with her old friends John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And as for Lori Lieberman, she still hasn't received a dime for the success of that song. Kind of ironic when one thinks of the song title. Billboard magazine ranked Killing Me Softly at number 82 on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time. In 1999, a star with Roberta's name was placed on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And that same year, Roberta's version of the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger.
That classical music teacher from Black Mountain had made North Carolina proud. Roberta recorded 19 albums over her 5-decade career, and back to the beginning of this podcast, she did it all quietly. Almost never on TV or gossip magazines unless it had something to do with her music. Roberta had a different spin on the pop world.
Popular music, as a classically trained musician, popular music was not the most challenging kind of music for me to play. And to see grown people acting like kids behind a little simple song is a kind of a different experience for somebody. That's a strange kind of power that you have as a performer, as an artist.
Live long and stay healthy, Roberta Flack. You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. My name is BJ Barry. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song suggestion. And the beat goes on. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you the next time.